Fitch analysts paint potentially dire picture of U.S. casino operators' future in Macau. Fitch Ratings has raised concerns over the long-term stability of U.S.-based casino operators in Macau, citing geopolitical risks stemming from U.S.-China tensions. According to the credit rating agency, there is a remote but conceivable risk that the 10-year concessions granted to Las Vegas Sands, MGM Resorts, and Wynn Resorts in 2022 could be terminated or not renewed when they expire in 2032. The primary cause for concern is the ongoing trade war between the two countries. However, a more plausible outcome, in Fitch's view, would be the imposition of pressure on these companies to divest their Macau operations if diplomatic relations between the two countries deteriorate significantly in the coming years. While Fitch emphasizes that both scenarios are highly unlikely within the foreseeable future, the agency has pointed to historical precedents where China increased regulatory scrutiny of foreign firms in response to diplomatic disputes. Rather than outright bans, such responses often manifest through tighter oversight, administrative actions, or targeted enforcement. Additionally, Fitch acknowledges that while consumer boycotts are possible, they tend to be temporary and have limited long-term impact. The three U.S. operators have significant financial exposure to the Macau gaming market. In 2024, Macau operations accounted for 63% of Las Vegas Sands' total revenue, 52% for Wynn Resorts, and 23% for MGM Resorts. This concentration makes them vulnerable to any shifts in the regulatory environment or broader political tensions. The current economic climate in China, characterized by a sluggish recovery and soft consumer spending, is already applying downward pressure on Macau's gaming revenue projections in the near term. No immediate cause for alarm. Despite these risks, the U.S.-based operators continue to play a critical role in supporting the local economy in Macau. Gaming contributes roughly 80% of the region's tax revenue, with more than half of that derived from the operations of Sands, MGM, and Wynn. Furthermore, all three companies have committed to substantial investments in non-gaming ventures as part of their concession agreements, aligning with the Macau government's goal of economic diversification beyond gaming. Fitch noted that while earnings from Macau may remain under pressure in the short term, the financial resilience of the operators mitigates some of the downside risks. Las Vegas Sands, in particular, maintains significant ratings headroom, with leverage ratios projected to stay within favorable thresholds for positive credit assessments. The company also benefits from high levels of liquidity, sustained free cash flow, and robust cash reserves, even after accounting for shareholder returns and capital expenditures. MGM Resorts and Wynn Resorts are also assessed to have adequate financial flexibility at their current credit levels. Their liquidity positions and balance sheets provide a buffer against the uncertainties tied to geopolitical developments and potential shifts in regulatory policy. This financial stability is viewed as a critical factor in weathering potential headwinds, especially if political or economic conditions evolve unfavorably for U.S. operators in Macau.